What's up, football fans? Welcome to Role Models, the number one fantasy football podcast for the Hellfire Club. I'm your host, Chip Setterfield, joined by someone who is mathematically eliminated from the playoffs, Chris Reiser.
How's it going, everyone? Yep, definitely eliminated. I saw it coming a while ago. I already started looking at draft boards for next year.
Have you? We should do a mock draft after this.
I was 100% lying. Now you called me out.
Okay, yeah, that's kind of what I figured. No one's more prepared than I am. Also, in the studio, once again, someone who is facing someone who is AFK, Brian Wolf.
I mean, I wouldn't say Justin's completely AFK. I just hung out with him yesterday. He said he's just kind of, I don't know, not having the best year.
He started a tight end against me who's been on IR for a couple of weeks now.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I wouldn't say he's throwing. I'd just say he's not enthusiastically following his team.
Sure. Does that make sense? It's a nice way to say AFK, I think.
Sure. Exactly. But yeah, it was. I know I was gone on a hiatus, so it's nice to be back. Nice to shit talk Chris again. My Chris talk was getting itchy, you know.
Yeah, I get that. Mine's itchy. Like before we start recording every week.
Mm-hmm.
And now some news from the league. Waivers ran, and Andrew spent 30 on Chuba Hubbard against no one. He also spent nothing to get Greg Dulcich. Wolfie spent 15 on Corey Davis and 10 on Derek Carr. Allie spent 5 on Tannehill. Tim spent 1 on Noah Fant. Post waivers, I picked up Tony Jones. Brandon picked up DeAndre Carter. He got it just under the wire for this show recording. So, out of this, Chris, let's just jump straight to your waiver of the week.
Yep, out of all this, you know what? I've been bagging on him the last few weeks because he hasn't been here, but I'm going to give it to my co-host, Brian Wolf, picking up Derek Carr. He's putting up pretty good numbers the last few weeks, and you really need to get rid of Russ. Probably got rid of him too late. Should have got rid of him a while ago, but I think Derek Carr is a pretty good pickup for this week.
I'm flattered you actually complimented me. That doesn't happen very often here.
No, it's nice. We should think about doing it more often, but only for certain cast members, mostly me. The Russ thing, I do want to talk about the dysfunction of, I guess it doesn't matter because you got in, right? Like, you were winning games, you were probably going to get in on the playoffs, so you had time to figure out whether or not you had something in Russ.
Yeah, I luckily did have the luxury of waiting on him, but like, it just didn't get any better. He was a perennial 10 to 12 points every week. And it's just, I don't know. It doesn't make sense. I don't know why their offense isn't any better. It's just, yeah. That team's going to have a rough few years, especially since they paid him so much to stay there.
I got a question.
Yeah. What's your question?
Do you guys think the worst offense in the league is the Denver Broncos or the Houston Texans?
Oh, boy. I think Houston's just bad, but we knew that. I think Denver's probably worse in people's minds because they thought they would have been like this powerhouse, and they just severely disappointed.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if that's the reason but Denver is what came to mind. I think it, like, I don't know. There are certain parts of the Houston offense that I like, namely the new running back. But, like, I don't want any part of the Broncos. Like, even if they started showing a little bit, like, who would you even want at this point? Cortland Sutton, maybe. Is Jerry Jeudy even healthy? I don't know off the top of my head.
Yeah, he played a lot last week. Cortland Sutton got a fat goose egg for everyone. Mm. So I wouldn't, I mean, I'll give you Cortland Sutton, but he comes at a price.
Well, the price is nothing because there is no trading.
I can put him on the waivers and let you guys fight to the death for him.
Oh, I would not be in that fight. Who put the note in the show doc on Allie spending five on Tannehill?
That wasn't me.
I did. I just said she had a bunch of QBs.
I mean, she has Lamar, who probably won't play this week. Who else does she even have?
She picked up someone last week.
Yeah, but didn't she drop said?
She has Mike White, I think, doesn't she?
No, I thought that was Tony. Who does she have? I'm clicking on her team. Give me a second. She's Heinicke, who's on bye.
Yeah, why?
Oh,
why?
That's why.
He's not bad.
Yeah, he connects with what's his face? Terry McLaurin.
Three quarterbacks.
Yeah. And I think she has Scary Terry, doesn't she?
Does she have Scary Terry? No, she doesn't.
Oh, that's why I thought she was going for the stack.
Sure, sure. I was tempted this week because I don't think Dak will put up numbies against Houston. I was tempted to go pick up the kid out of Pittsburgh.
You should pick up Baker. He's going to have a fantastic start with the Rams tomorrow.
There's no way they start him this
week. Dude,
quick,
it'd be
right?
So funny if they start him.
Wolford's terrible. I wouldn't see why they wouldn't try at least.
But the start, you cannot process the waiver, get this kid in, and give him the start within a week. There's no way, right?
I mean,
they're 3-9.
Their season's over, yeah.
Yeah, I guess, but like at that point, just start Wolford and give Baker like a week to at least unpack his bag. Like I don't no. That would be wild to me.
Throw him right in the fire.
I'll go back to the first question. Denver scores less points than Houston. Per game.
Whoa. Damn. You should
so
have
they really are disappointing and were a huge disappointment too. That's crazy.
Denver.
Yeah, you absolutely should have said that while we were talking about them, but that is an interesting, like, that sucks.
Denver's last in the league at 13.8, so less than two touchdowns a game, and Houston's 31st at 15.7.
Wow, they haven't beat by a safety. It was that safety they got against the Browns last week.
Probably.
Damn, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Chip, can I ask you why you picked up Tony Jones? You have confidence in that backfield? Do you think Kenneth Walker's out for a little bit?
No, I kind of... So I was hoping that Kenneth Walker was out just because it would make Cooks' team worse, but he's already taken him out of his lineup. So I went ahead and picked him up just in case Cooks, like, decided to check in again. I doubt he does. He set his lineup. Unless he gets the notification that Waddle's out, like, he probably won't check again. But, I picked him up because I had an empty slot and I didn't want Mitch to... If that was the reason, like, if I looked at my season, and the reason that I lost the last game of the season is because I left a dude on waivers when I had an empty bench spot and Mitch picked him up and played him against me, I probably would implode.
That would be one of the most Mitch things to happen, though.
Yeah, 100%. He's like fucking skipping stones and putting up numbies. Like, I don't even know how to process it.
Yeah. He's been an anomaly this year. A good one. I mean, he struggled for several years, but it just still boggles my mind how he's doing so well. AFK, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, I was hoping it would be AFK enough to not set his lineup, because he had Kenneth Walker in and Christian Watson, but no such luck. So. And for the bit this week, we're going to rank the top six NFL teams each. We're just going to start at the top. We each went down, did six, and here you both agree on number one. You both have the Eagles. I have put the Bills. Boys, I guess, Chris, I'll start with you because you're first on the list. Wolfie, I'm sure you'll have some of the same talking points, but Chris, tell me why the Eagles are the number one team.
I mean, 11-1, best record in the league. Jalen Hurts may not be first right now, but he's definitely an MVP candidate. Their offense looks great. Their defense is playing decently well. I mean, they've dominated most of their competition. They lost one game. I don't know how there's any, like, question that right now, if you're to power rate a team, they're number one.
Wolfie, you want to add to that?
Yeah, I mean, I think they get the nod over the Bills, one, just because their record is better, and two, like, their wins have been impressive. Like, they're in the NFC East, who is usually a joke, but actually all four teams are doing well this year, so they've been holding their own. I think their only loss was to the Vikings, is that right?
Mm-hmm. No, they beat the Vikings.
Oh, no, that's right. Washington beat them.
Yeah.
That's right. Yikes. So, yeah, like, that was just one fluke, and then other than that, like, they've been smashing really good teams, whereas the Bills, I was, like, in between the Bills and Eagles for my number one pick, but I don't know. The Bills have had some weird losses, and I don't know. Eagles just seem to be more of a sound team at this point.
So, I agree with all that you guys say. Spoiler alert, I have Eagles at two. I love the Eagles. They're doing exciting shit right now. I mean, the A.J. Brown acquisition has really paid off for them in a major way. They're a competent offensive unit. I have the Bills above them, though, because I actually think, not that the Eagles aren't, but I think the Bills can win a Super Bowl just in the way that they've been trending for the past couple of years. Like, they made the playoffs a couple of years back, and ever since then, they've, like, kind of been building on that. The heart-wrenching loss to the Chiefs, who were very good last year. Like, I just think, like, they keep, like, building their resume year after year after year with Allen at the center of it. And I think I have them number one because I could see them winning a Super Bowl easiest in my mind. Like, that picture is super easy to conjure.
Sure, I'll buy that.
That makes sense. That's not a bad argument. But, I mean, 9-3, 11-1, that's pretty much what puts the Eagles over the edge for me.
Sure. That Washington loss, though. Okay. So, spoiler alert. We'll just move there now. I have the Eagles at two. Much of the same argument y'all had. They're a fun team to watch. I love them. Wolfie, you have the Bills, like you said. Do you have anything to add on the Bills hype train?
I mean, I honestly think it could be a Super Bowl between the Bills and the Eagles. I wouldn't mind that because the Eagles just won it a few years ago, but I don't know. I feel like they're always kind of viewed as like the underdog team, and the Bills have definitely been an underdog team for God knows how long. I just really hope that Josh Allen can kind of keep it together down the stretch. I know at least in the games that they've lost, he's just completely imploded. So I think if he can keep his mistakes to a minimum, especially when he's having a bad game, I think they can make it pretty far.
Sure. And so the first kind of, I mean, I guess I've already switched up the pace, but the first real deviation is, Chris, you have the Cowboys at number two.
Yeah, that's
Bills at three. Why are the Cowboys any better than the Bills?
The Cowboys is at two is criminal.
All right. Yeah. All right. Y'all, we can get to where you put the Cowboys, but you guys for sure put the Cowboys. Listen, I don't necessarily trust the Cowboys in the playoffs because of how much they've sucked and, like, blown games in the playoffs before. But for right now, at week 13 or 14 or wherever we're at, if I were to power rate the Cowboys, I'm power rating them number two right behind the Eagles. Their offense is third in the league in points per game, so they're a top three or four offense, right with the Eagles and Bills. And their defense is one of the top defense in the league. Micah Parsons is a game wrecker. He's one of the sole reasons the Bengals lost to the Cowboys earlier in the year. If you look at their schedule, they just put up 54 on the Colts. They just blew them out. The Vikings are 10-2. The Cowboys beat the Vikings at the Vikings 40-3. All right, they are smacking teams. They're leaving no doubt. They have a few losses, but they have the same record as the Bills. I just think right now their wins and the way they've looked are more impressive. Dak was out for a lot of the year. Now he's back. I think they look a lot better. Yes, I don't necessarily trust them in the playoffs. I'll agree with that if that's your argument. But if I were to look right now in this week, I'd say the Cowboys are number two.
Wow, I mean, that's a good argument. I think the Cowboys are very good. Obviously, their defense is pretty otherworldly right now, and kept them in the games where Cooper Rush, not that he played bad, but he is a backup, you know. And they kept them in those games enough that they could go and win them. I'm with you. I think the boys are a dangerous team. I don't know, dude. Like, I don't know. They can't take their division. So they'll be a wild card. I think that is my main concern with ranking them there is, like, I think they'll fall apart in the playoffs.
Yeah. I mean, they've proven in years past that they just can't hold up when it comes to playoff time. I mean, didn't they make it last year, the year before, and then, like, scored 4 points or something like that?
I mean, they lost last year to San Francisco.
Did they? Okay. So it was last year where they just imploded.
Yeah, that was the whole, like, they messed up the time at the end, the clock management, and they weren't able to get...
Oh, yeah. Then. Yeah, I forgot about... That was actually... That was kind of fucked, but... yeah, I don't know. They're fun to watch. I mean, all these teams, you're kind of splitting hairs at the top.
Yeah.
So, like we covered, Wolfie, you have Bills second. I have Eagles second. We won't rehash that. Chris, you have Bills at three. Is there anything you want to add on to the analysis we've already done for the Bills?
Very little. Everyone agrees Bills are definitely a really good team. Going to be in the playoffs, going to be a hard out. If they get home field advantage, I think they're the favorite to make it to the Super Bowl out of the AFC. I don't know, something with Josh Allen, he was amazing at the beginning of the year, and I think he got a bit banged up in a game. He hasn't been bad. He just hasn't been exactly the same. Maybe he doesn't want to run as much. I'm not sure. And they've had some injuries in their secondary and in their defense that, like, I think Micah Hyde is going to be out for the year or something. So definitely a good team. But if anything holds them back, it's going to be their injuries.
Yeah, Von Miller, they just announced, like, I think today that he got surgery that will take him out for the rest of the season.
Yeah, exactly.
Really? I didn't hear about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of nuts. They do have some injuries on defense. I'll give you that. Yeah. So, Wolfie, at three, you have the Chiefs. Walk us through your Andy Reid hype.
I don't know if it's so much as Andy Reid hype as it's, I don't know, Pat Mahomes. I mean, as much as I hate him, as, like, just how good he is, and he's kind of like, in my mind, the Steph Curry of football. But, I mean... Yeah, they don't have their studs of, like, Tyreek Hill anymore. And their running game is just, I don't know, find it and you can tell me where it's at because it's non-existent. But he gets it done. Like, he kind of reminds me of Tom Brady in the way that, like, he has no ones around him and he still gets championships, still wins games. Like, I know he just lost out to the Bengals last year after they mounted, like, a 28-point over – or. What was it, a 28-point deficit in the last second half or something like that? But, yeah, I mean, I think I heard some statistic that he spreads the ball around the most of any NFL quarterback this year, and I don't know. I mean, they're getting it done. Their defense is nothing really to write home about, but it's just one of those teams that just seems to be one that makes it year after year. After they won that Super Bowl, they really haven't dropped that much.
I disagree with that. I think Tyreek was more of a difference maker than people want to acknowledge. I don't think with the pieces they put around him that he can actually do the damn thing. If a team can figure out how the hell to guard Travis Kelce, I think the Chiefs just are dead in the water.
Really? You think they would still die like that? Travis has had some bad games and they've won them.
Yeah, but they haven't been the powerhouse. Like, they struggle in those games. I just don't think MVS and Juju are what they need. Like, I like the Brady comparison where it's, like, kind of him and no one else. But, like, was Brady winning it as soon as, like, Moss left? Like, I think you need, at least this young, you need a bigger name. Somebody to take attention away. And Travis Kelce is kind of their name. But... I think if, God forbid, he goes down or a team figures out how to guard him, I don't think the rest of the crew gets it done in, like, an actual playoff situation.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's a good point.
No.
I think really the area that could stop them is just their lack of run game. I think, like you said, if they can figure out how to double or even triple team Travis Kelce, MVS and Juju aren't anything much, and then what, they'll run at 2-3 yards a carry, like, any team can beat that kind of gameplay.
Yeah.
Chip, you don't have the Chiefs at all in your list?
No. I legitimately don't think the Chiefs are that good this year. I don't. They'll probably make the playoffs. I think they'll lose out right away.
They're going to win their division.
Yeah, I think they'll lose out right away.
That's...
I don't think they're a good team. Tell me who they have besides Travis Kelce. Like, Juju was not a one in Pittsburgh.
MVS was good. MVS has been good.
MVS is not a one. Look at the Packers. Look at the Packers. Like, obviously he wasn't a one.
I don't know, man. Statistically, I think they're better, obviously, with Tyreek. But statistically, they're better this year than they have been with him. They're the number one scoring offense in the league. Like, they're good.
Yeah, but it's all Kelce. Like, you watch those games. It's, oh, Pat Mahomes to Kelce again.
And he makes
two defenders miss and somehow dives in for a 30-yard touchdown.
Like,
I mean, hey, if it's not broke, don't fix it, you know?
I think it is broke, though.
No. I think it is. No. They have three losses, once to the Bills and once to the Bengals.
Yeah, dude. I'm telling you, I think it's broke. Like, the league has moved defenses in response to what Pat Mahomes can do, and I think any serious playoff team will take them out.
Yeah, I mean, I don't doubt that. I mean, like I said, I have them at number three, but like obviously, I think there are some teams that are better than them, the Bills being one of them.
Wolfie, he doesn't have them in the top six.
I know that. That seems a little
the top six.
Little sus. I mean, we'll get to your number six pick later, though.
Yeah, yeah. We'll move on. We'll move on, even though Chris is incredulous. Okay, so I have the Bengals at three. You both have them at four. Let's talk about how good Cincinnati is. You know what I mean?
Do I have to?
I mean, you could sit this one out because I think Chris and I will cover it, but. Joe Burrow is doing insane stuff. And actually, dude, my surprise of the year is Samaje Perine.
Like, yeah, he's looking better than Mixon. I know that might be a hot take, but like...
Well, it's not, because Mixon, like, struggled at the beginning of the year. And Samaje's been catching balls out of the backfield. He's been running efficiently. Like, honestly, like... So, he kind of fizzled out. He was highly drafted, I think fourth round pick or something like that. A couple years ago, didn't do much. I think, I don't remember where he went. Maybe Seattle.
He was with Washington forever.
Maybe it was Washington. But anyway, he hasn't done much. He gets on the Bengals, and they use him. What was that, last year that he joined? Yeah. And they use him on their road to a loss at the Super Bowl. But, like, they used him, and he looked good then. He looks good this year. Like, surprise of the year for me is how good Samaje Perine has been in relief for Joe Mixon.
Yeah. I mean, I personally was very surprised with how good T. Higgins was. Like, last year he was okay. Like, he had his good moments, but like he still kinda stayed in the shadows of
Jamar Chase.
Of Chase. No, not Chase, what am I thinking?
Yeah, Chase.
Oh yeah. But still, like, this year, especially after Chase went down for his injury for a few weeks there, like, he's just become the, I don't know, I think he's now the number one. Like, I mean, Chase had a good week last week, but it seemed like T. Higgins was getting all those touchdown looks, and, like, he's kind of surmounted himself as a wide receiver one. It's crazy.
Yeah, I think they're a good 1A, 1B tandem, where, like, any week could be either one of their weeks. And they could leave you with a goose egg. Like, Jamar gets four touchdowns. T probably isn't going to get that many looks. But, like, yeah, dude, he's a solid receiver. Chris, tell me why the Bengals are very good.
Yeah, the Bengals are very good. I think I decided to put the Bengals ahead of the Chiefs. Chiefs have a better record, but... The Bengals, for some reason, kind of had their number. Three wins in the last calendar year against them is kind of crazy. Their offense is finally clicking. Chip's right with Samaje Perine being big for them while Mixon's out, but I think a large portion of that has to do with the offensive line. The offensive line, after the first few weeks where they lost two games, has been coming up big for them. Joe Burrow had like one sack last game, and it was really kind of his fault, if we're being honest. The offensive line is making that run game go. It's keeping Burrow protected in the pocket. He can find his weapons. They're 8-2 after their first 2 weeks. They kind of got screwed the first week. They probably should have beat Pittsburgh. This is a very good team. I think a very dangerous team come playoff time. I know potentially they might win the division, might not with the Ravens, but Lamar just got hurt. And the Bengals schedule is tough. But if I'm going to put money on a team in that division, I'm going to put money on the Bengals. This is a very dangerous team. I think they're clicking at the right time. I think they're playing really well right now.
Yeah, I think that's huge. I think that's a huge thing for me, is I think they are turning it on at the right time. They figured out their early season woes. So moving on from four, I have, or to the final fourth ranking, I had the Dolphins at four. I disparaged the Chiefs getting rid of, oh my God, I'm blanking on his name. The wide receiver.
Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill, thank you. Gee, holy shit. I disparaged the Chiefs for getting rid of Tyreek. The Dolphins have him. They have Tua. They have Jaylen Waddle. I think even their run game is like kind of Shanahan-esque. I like their coach a lot. I think the Dolphins are going to be a problem for a minute. I think it's like the Bills a couple of years ago, where like they have a lot of good and interesting pieces, and they'll probably make a playoff push. And if they do, they might lose early, but I think in the next couple of years, they'll just keep building and building until they're very dangerous, probably for a few years in a row, just like the Bills. And so I have them at four, way above the Chiefs, but also above the Cowboys. That's who I have at five. So I don't know. You guys, you both have the Dolphins, spoiler alert, at six. Why do you guys, I have them way higher than you. Why do you guys think that is?
Brian?
I mean, personally, I think they've had some weird losses throughout the year. And as good as their offense is, I don't really buy into their defense. Like, when the, I'm just basing it off of the Browns game from a few weeks ago, but like, I don't know, we hung in with them until like halftime, and then they just pulled away because they could score much faster than we could. So I don't know. I feel like they've had a few shootouts through the year, and if they can't get their defense right by the playoffs, I don't know if they continually win these shootouts, even if Tyreek and Tua Waddle are all healthy. Like, that's just my big concern with them. I mean, I think their coach is fantastic. I think he's maybe a candidate for coach of the year, just with how new he is and how this team has kind of just been put together since this last season. But yeah, I don't know. I think their defense has some problems. What do you feel about that, Chris?
Yeah, they're good. They're definitely good. I think Chip does have them a little too high. They play at the Bills in a couple weeks, and there's still a chance for them to win the AFC East. If they beat the Bills, I think they'll be tied on record, and then, you know, there's a chance for them to win the division still. But last game, they got kind of smacked by the 49ers. 49ers are decent. They had to go across the country to play them, which is pretty tough usually. But the 49ers lost their starting quarterback in the first quarter, and they smacked the Dolphins with Brock Purdy. It's not a good look. I think Tua has been in the MVP like race, you know, here and there, not at the very top, but there's just something, I just don't trust them. He seems to miss throw, like he can seem to be really on target and have a really good stat line, or just miss wide open guys from, you know, here and there. I think it's a good thing. I think Chip has him a little high. I think their defense isn't amazing at all. I think it's average. I think they're a scary team in the playoffs, but I also just don't really trust them.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. I don't think their defense is anything crazy. I just think Josh McDaniels will cook up some fun stuff for us to watch. I probably honestly, like thinking about it, have them, I probably have them one spot too high. The Cowboys are probably better. That is my fifth ranked team. for all the reasons you guys said earlier. They have a good record. They have Dak back. They're decently healthy. Their defense is insane. The Dolphins are probably, in retrospect, one spot too high, but I think they can boat race teams. So if they catch fire at the right time, they'll be dangerous in the playoffs. I don't know. That's what I think. Wolfie, you also have the Cowboys down there. Do you have anything to add about the Cowboys?
Not really. I mean, they've done well. They've carried their own weight. They've beaten some good teams. They've also had, I guess, some weird losses, probably during that time when Dak was out. I forget how they did. Although I think Cooper Rush had a really good stat line when he was out.
He went undefeated.
Yeah, I mean, I think their offense gets the job done, but if they go anywhere, it's going to be because of their defense, getting turnovers, maybe even touchdowns, punt returns, that kind of deal, because their defense is just nasty. But, yeah, I mean, it's the Cowboys, and they always seem to hold their own, but they also can't win a playoff game for some reason. So that's why I kind of keep them further down the list.
Gotcha. And fifth, Chris, you have the Chiefs. We kind of covered that when you were talking about the Bengals. Six, you both have the Dolphins. You guys want to expand on any more Dolphin hate or love?
No, I mean, they're good. They're a good team. They can beat anyone. They can lose to a lot of teams also. Just depended on Tua. They don't really have a run game, for being completely honest. The run game's not amazing, but, you know, they can scare anyone in the playoffs.
Yeah, I also, yeah. The 49ers, thinking more about it, like, Josh McDaniels worked under Shanahan for a while. Their run game is very Shanahanian, I guess. I think going back and facing your old coach always has some gravitas to it that coaches, for some reason, wilt under. I'm not gonna lay that game at Josh McDaniels' feet, but I have noticed that a lot of times proteges, or whatever you want to call them, usually do poorly in the first couple of meetings with their old head coach. Okay, and then finally, I have, instead of the Chiefs getting on this list, I have the Vikings at number six. Boys, tear me apart. Tell me why I'm the dumbest man alive.
You can start off
here, Brian. Chris. Brian, let him know.
Okay. Well, the Vikings, in my mind, are just kind of like a poor man's Chiefs. Poor man's Chiefs of last year. Sorry, let me specify on that. Because they got just one great wide receiver, and then a kind of good running back. I mean, he's done well over the years, but he's starting to taper away a little bit, and I feel like Alexander Mattison's time is coming up soon here. But I don't know. They've just had some really weird losses. Like, the fact that the Cowboys boat raced them a couple weeks ago, and Kirk just not doing well under high pressure, I don't know, Friday Night Lights kind of experiences, is just, I don't know. I don't really like the feel of them. Now, granted, they are worlds better than they were last year. I think their head coach switch was a really, really good upgrade for them. Like, he's opened up their passing game. But I don't know. I don't see them as a top six. I'd say top 10 for sure, but not top six.
You think their record's a bit fallacy, Brian?
I mean, a little bit inflated. I mean, they play the NFC North, which has usually been just a powerhouse in the past, but now you got what, like, the 3-10 Bears. You got, like, what, the 4-9 Packers. Like, there's really not much competition. Then you got the Lions too. So, like, they're getting basically, what would that be, 7 free wins a year? Like, that seems like they're almost padding it a little bit.
Yeah. I think I'm pretty sure if they win this coming week, they'll have clinched their division. That's how bad the rest of the teams are in the division. That they can win.
I'd done surprise
by next week. They're like 5 games ahead of the next team. Yeah, I mean, 10-2 is, listen, 10-2 in the NFL doesn't matter who you play. You can play the worst 12 teams in the league, and 10-2 is a great record. So it's nothing to sneeze at. They're not a bad team. I feel kind of bad not putting them on this list. I just think if I were to put the Dolphins or the Chiefs in a, you know, in a game against the Vikings, I'm picking probably the Dolphins or Chiefs. We all know Kirk Cousins isn't great in prime time, like, at all. Something happens when it turns dark out. Dude just decides not to know how to play football. But listen, they're 10-2. Their two losses are against probably the two best teams they played. They got smacked. They got absolutely smacked by both the Cowboys and the Eagles, both of them. Now, those are two great teams, but the two best teams they played, they've gotten absolutely smacked. They beat the Bills in overtime, which is a really good win. Yeah, kind of lucky, kind of a fluky win if you actually watch that game. And so a stat that's really crazy that I just found out is their record is 10-2. Can you guess what their point differential is without looking it up of their season right now?
Isn't it negative? Like, it's negative three or something like that?
It was negative after they lost to the Cowboys, and they've won a couple games since.
Oh, okay. But they've been close games, haven't they? Like, one-score games?
They're 10-2, and their point differential is positive 10.
Yeah. Yeah.
That stat line is just should tell you a lot. They're winning a lot of close games. If you watched the Jets game last week, they probably should have lost the Jets game at the end. The Jets receiver just dropped the ball in the end zone at the very end.
Yeah.
Listen, they're a good team. I think most of the teams on our list would beat them, especially if it was a primetime game. I think Chip putting the Vikings in and leaving the Chiefs out is absolutely ridiculous.
Okay, so you kind of made my argument for me. They're 10-2. Their only losses come from really good teams. They were absolutely destroyed by the Cowboys. And Kirk, I will admit, has this thing about primetime games. I don't get it. But I don't... I think the head coach is good for Kirk Cousins. Like, I think the pass-happy offense is good for him in a way that he was, like, struggling with last year. And I think that kind of will take the strain off of him not being good in primetime, especially in the playoffs. I do understand that they've won a lot of close games. And if any of those games flip, they obviously don't look as good. But I think their offense is just more potent than the Chiefs. You have...
No, what are we saying right now?
You have...
What are we Pat saying Mahomes. Right now?
You have Pat Mahomes throwing to Kelsey and then whoever.
It's Pat Mahomes against Kirk Cousins.
I know. So it's obviously a downgrade at quarterback. I'm fully aware there. But the pieces that they put around them, the fact that the Vikings actually do have a running game. Like... Clyde Edwards-Helaire sucks. Who's the guy who replaced him? The Pacheco new rookie this year?
Pacheco,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Pacheco. Thank you. Pacheco, I don't know. He's been okay in certain games, but, like, I don't know, dude. Andy Reid seems fine with not having a running game, and that's not... I don't think it's sustainable enough. I think you have to be dual threat all the time, and the Vikings actually are.
No, that's such a bad take, dude. Such a bad take.
I mean, the Vikings are going to make the playoffs.
So are the Chiefs.
Well, yeah.
I'm just saying. What? That's my argument.
You haven't made a good point yet.
Dude, literally, the Chiefs can't run.
They have the highest scoring offense in the league.
Yeah, I think that's fluky as shit.
No, not Pat Mahomes.
You talked about how bad the Vikings conference is. Let's talk about the fucking AFC West, dog. Let's talk about the Chargers, Raiders, and Broncos. The Broncos have a good defense, but their offense is shit. The Chargers have been hurt all year. The Raiders are honestly very confusing. I don't know what to think about the Raiders because Josh Jacobs is pretty good.
They've won three in a row. They're getting a little better.
Yeah, I know. They're actually very confusing. But they started poorly this year, right? Yeah. Like, before that, they were 2-7. So, like, yeah, not great. I don't know, dude. The AFC West isn't that impressive to me. Are they doing better than the NFC North? Yeah, but, like, only just barely. Like, Only the Chargers are doing that. Like, I don't know. I don't think the Chiefs have had that hard of competition, and I don't think they're that good of an offense.
No, I like the difference in opinion. I like the discussion. I don't know, man. It's just if you had to tell me to pick Vikings Chiefs indoor or outdoor, day or night, I'm picking the Chiefs with Pat Mahomes.
Right now, how the teams are right now.
Yes, definitely.
Dude, I just don't think so. Dude,
the Vikings are fraud 10-2 team. They've gotten blown out in both their losses.
Well, they've been blown out.
They lost by 17 to the Eagles, and they lost by 37 to the Cowboys at home.
I know, but like, I don't know, dude. I don't see it.
Brian, what do you
think? I just don't.
What was that, Chris?
What do you think of him thinking the Vikings should be in and not the Chiefs?
I mean, I don't know. I personally don't like the Vikings. I think they've had a good season so far, but the Chiefs have been there and the Chiefs have gotten it done and the Vikings have not. And I mean, Kirk Cousins, that's really my biggest worry. Kirk always folds under pressure, and I just don't trust him, you know? I mean, I know they had the Minnesota miracle, whatever that was, like 4 or 5 years ago, but I mean, shit, that was like Kirk's best year in his career, and he hasn't seen that since.
I mean, sure, but going back to the Chiefs, like, they have a couple of blowout games, and that's why their point, like, they're scoring so good. They've had several games in the 40s, but they've won a few close games. Like, the Bengals was only 3 points. They lost to the Bengals, so sorry, that's a misspeak. But Titans, Chargers, Bills, Raiders, like, they've had a lot of Colts beat them by 3. Like, they've had a lot of very close games. Have they blown out certain teams? Yeah, the Cardinals, who aren't a pushover. The 49ers, who aren't bad. Like, I don't know, dude. Like, I just don't think the Chiefs... Like, you talk about how potent the offense is. I don't think it's that potent. I haven't seen it. Like, Pat Mahomes is Pat Mahomes, yes. He makes insane plays, yes. But, like, other than him to Kelce... I haven't seen magic from that team this year, and I just don't think it'll carry into the postseason.
I agree if you want to say they haven't been as explosive. I'll agree there. You haven't seen as many splash plays, but they're still scoring at a very regular clip.
Yeah. Like, again, I'm just going to compare them to what the Patriots were with Brady a few years ago. Had no ones around him, but they still won because they've been there and they know how to get it done.
I guess we'll leave it there. I'll talk to you guys about the containment defenses that the entire league is running at this point some other time. But yeah, we'll call it there. You guys, it's getting long in the tooth. It's 30 something minutes. 34. Do we want to just jump straight into the outro?
Sure, we can do that.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast this week. Wolfie, you have any words of wisdom for the way out?
So we got, man, I can't believe it. We got playoffs starting next week. That's craziness. But yeah, since those are coming up, start to maybe plan ahead for that week 15, 16, and 17 matchups. You got, maybe if you got a bye in there, or you just have players that you don't trust during the matchups that are going to be coming up. Yeah, just start packing some away. And also, even if you aren't going to be in the main playoffs, you know, it's not too bad to be in the toilet bowl. You might get some money back. I did it 2 years in a row. Humble brag there. Also, one thing that may not be apparent to everyone, do not base if you're making the playoffs off of the division. There are no divisions in our league in particular. I don't know why Sleeper does not allow us to do that, but either way, look at the number. So... everyone has a number next to their team ranking. That's where you're at. The top six make the playoffs. So, you know, even if you're third in the really bad division, you're not going to make it if you're not the number six team.
We haven't even, I mean, Chris, before we get to your dumb shit, we didn't even acknowledge how big of a week this week is.
Is this pivotal for anyone?
Yeah, I mean, so Andrew's facing Tony. Basically, the four teams that are like on the cusp are me, Brandon, Andrew, and Tony. Brandon and Tony are a game back. Andrew and I are a game ahead. I'm facing Mitch, which feels fucking bad. Brandon's facing Tim, who has been good in the past couple of weeks, but is projected to win. And Andrew and Tony actually play each other. So Andrew can guarantee himself a spot with a win. Brandon with a win could come in and potentially beat me for most points if I lose to Mitch. So there's a few pivotal things going on. I think everything else kind of stays the same. You, Allie, and Mitch are guaranteed in. The rest of them are guaranteed out.
Yeah. I think
Tim's guaranteed in.
Yeah, I think the only thing that could really happen with the 4-1 through 4 is I could maybe leapfrog Tim here, but I think I'd have to just have a massive week, and Allie would have to shit herself for me to actually surpass her there. Because I'll have the same record as her if she loses, but she'll still have the points edge on me.
Yeah, number two spot. I think all of you are guaranteed in no matter what. You might just not be in the spots you're sitting in. Sure. Except for Mitch. Mitch is guaranteed to be first.
Yeah, Mitch. I would guess Mitch and Allie get the byes, and then Tim and I will be the third and fourth in, and then 5 and 6. That'll be a dogfight. I'm interested to see how that ends up.
Yeah, I can't tell you. I've not been this nervous about a fantasy football week in a long time.
And then you got Chris there. It's all right, Chris. You can win the toilet bowl.
Sad. Yeah.
Chris, you don't have any words of encouragement for me?
Nope. You guys said it all. I got nothing else to add.
Fucking, okay. Do you have any dumb shit to say?
Nope.
God damn. Wow. Dude, I literally hate recording with you.
I got...
Man, a few words.